Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're glad that you're here with us, as always. God bless you. God bless your day. We hope from the last time we talked that you're all in the storm shelter of peace, and I think we're going to expand on that. We want to talk a little bit more about that, because once you get into that storm shelter of peace, we want you to stay there. Right, Jeannie?
Right. And as we talked about, I personally start out in the morning doing that, but that's something that we run to throughout the day. I mean, we could be at work, we could be driving, and we have an anxious thought come and we turn in our mind to the Lord and call out to Him, and we see us running into that storm shelter, and we can experience this on and on and on throughout our day as things try to sneak up and get us again. You know?
It seems like we're back again to that choice factor.
Right.
Right? I have something available to me. Am I going to take advantage of it?
Right. Isn't that sad to have gifts that you've never opened?
It is.
And I think, gosh, there's so much in our lives that God has to offer, and we just are oblivious to it, or, you know, we live in the moment and we just are dealing with on this level of, you know, the world and our flesh and everything. And we forget to go back and grab those promises.
As the two of us were talking last night, I don't even remember what the circumstance was, but we said something like, you know, the enemy is really good at distracting us.
Right.
And he would rather have you look at the storm.
Right.
Rather than get in the shelter.
Right. And make a decision. I can't have any peace of mind until I know what's going to happen next. And I got to get my list out.
Oh. Well, that's not trust, right?
Right.
That's not trusting the Lord.
I mean, not that there's anything against lists and being prepared and all that. No. But sometimes we limit us opening God's gift, His present to us of peace, because first we're demanding or wanting to have that control, rather than releasing it over to the Lord. Yeah, a verse that I found in Colossians 3:15 says it this way. It says, and let, I underline that word, the peace of God, and then I underlined, rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
Wow.
So that means that once we have God's peace and we've opened that gift, we can decide to set that down and walk away from it, and then get caught up in the storm, like you said again, and then we lose our focus, we lose our trust, and we're back drowning again, it feels like.
Yeah, we have a good friend, Brian and Rochelle Caparimo, and when Brian first got on the force as a CHP officer, I remember him saying, shortly after he'd become an officer, he was like, wear your seatbelt, no matter what. Do not take your seatbelt off.
Because he's seen the accidents.
He'd seen the accidents and he'd seen the fatalities. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll bet you anything when I'm pulling up on a fatality that they did not have their seatbelt on.
Mm.
So just like you wouldn't drive without your seatbelt on, not because it's a law, but because it's smart.
It's there to protect you.
Yeah. It's there to protect you. Same way. You bring your prayers, you bring your supplication with thanksgiving to the Lord, and you go into this shelter of peace that passes understanding, and you let it guard and rule in your life. That should be, you know, like your first thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than the last thing you go to. It's the first thing you go to.
Think when we get anxious, our natural person just, you know, sometimes we just do this knee-jerk.
Yeah.
But this is a matter of training. And in the way these are written, we're being trained in a habit, really.
That's a good way to put it. You're going to catch yourself.
You're going to catch yourself. Well, and ask the Holy Spirit to catch you. But it's telling you to let it rule. So something that rules means you've submitted yourself underneath it. So you could step out from underneath it, or you can put yourself in a place where it's ruling over you.
And I think sometimes we might have to put our spiritual foot down which we just talked about. Your spiritual foot is clothed with the, you know, the gospel of peace. So you put your foot down and you say, no.
With the spikes in it.
With the spikes in it. Exactly right.
Dig in the ground. Hold your ground. Stand.
Yeah. And you say, I'm going to let peace rule.
Right. So you have a choice.
Yes.
You don't have to go down the crazy cycle. But you know what? Sometimes things hit us so hard, so fast, and so many of them, especially
yes.
when too many come at me at one time, I start to spin, you know? That's when I need the Holy Spirit to tap me, to let me hear a song right then,
right.
let me hear a verse right then. Somebody gives me a call or text and says, I'm praying for you. Or I call them and say, I can't find the door to the storm shelter. It's too dusty. Everything's blowing. I can't even find it to open the door. Will you help me find the door to get in? And then you have somebody come alongside and pray for you.
That's beautiful.
And then the rest of this verse says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called. So that means we're supposed to be not only opening this gift for our own benefit, but we're called. It's our purpose. And then it says in one body. So we're called in one body. And then it says to be thankful. And then I like the way the New Living reads. It says, Colossians 3:15, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. And thankful, again, is that place of faith. So this verse kind of transitions us into talking about getting along with other people. We can't give away what we don't have. And as we grab a hold of the peace that God gives to us, then we can be used, we're called to give that peace away to other people.
Yeah. Exactly right. So you not only become somebody who receives peace.
You're a conduit.
Yes. Oh, is that a beautiful thought? So just think about it for a moment. Do you know some people in your life that just seem to carry around the peace of God with them? And don't you want to be one of those people?
Right.
And then you can be the one. So you go to somebody in a storm and they're a person that knows the peace of God, has experienced the peace of God, is generally more than likely to be living at that moment in the peace of God, and they say, hey, let's take this to the Lord.
They know how to get there.
Yeah. Well, you know, my sister Carol used to do that all the time, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to her with something and she'd say, let's pray right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be God's peace. Mm-hmm. And so God does that and wants to do that, so that not only are you a recipient of the peace of God, but you are also a distributor of the peace of God. That's ministry. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So get in that storm shelter of peace and stay there.
And let it rule over you.
Yeah, and invite others in as well. So let's pray, shall we? Let's just stop here a moment. Put our thoughts, our hearts, and our minds on the Lord. Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come to you now. We know that you're a good God. We know that you've rescued us from the consequences of our own sins and the ruling evil of this world. We now, Father, bring to you our prayers and our supplications. And we desire, Father, to enter into the shelter of peace that you have for us. And that, Lord, you would help us in this daily decision to let you rule over our lives and our hearts with peace. We want peace to be the king and not our troubles. So, Father, be with us this day. Help those that we know and love and are in perhaps a place of discouragement. We trust you, Father. We wait on you, Lord. We believe that your word is powerful and alive and mighty. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. And all my dear brothers and sisters say,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.